Bezras Hashem Yisbarich, today's daf is Pei in Meseches Yuma. I am zochet to record this Bein HaChomos B'Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh in the Beis HaKnesses Oel Yitzchak in the corner of the Ezras Noshim. If you overhear the sounds, it's the sounds of Torah reverberating in the walls of the old city. Zok Deheilig Gemara. Our Gemara is going to continue analyzing the topic of Shi'urim in regards to Shi'urim, both for Yom HaKippurim as well as for Sugyas of Tuma V'Tahara. And our Gemara on Pei Amud Aleph is going to get involved with a fascinating discussion of what happens if the Shi'ur changes, the amount that's normal for people to eat from one generation to the next, and the Chiyuv of Karbon if the Beis HaMikdash is not built in that generation, what the chiyuv of carbon would be based on the changing of shiurim. So very much our daf is going to be about the topic of shiurim and changing shiurim based on the changing of the size of olives or eggs, as well as what is normal for people to eat. Then the Gemara will begin discussing the shir shtia, which we learned in our Mishnah is malei lugmav. That will take us through pei amen aleph. And then the Gemara will discuss the difference between achila and shtia, that achila has a universal shear, and that is koseves, versus shtia that has a shear of malei lugmav. And the Gemara will ask, what is the difference between the two? The Gemara, of course, will bring in the famous discussion of how Og Melech HaBashan's shiurim will work, considering that he was such a giant. Then the Gemara will discuss the concept of gizayis b'chdei achilas pras. And then the Gemara will discuss what happens if you have a food item, but it also has liquid, the concept that liquid combines for the shiur of achila, called tziur mitzdaref. Let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up on the bottom of Ayin Tesama Beis. Tanya, Rebbe Yoimi, kol hashiurim kulam b'kezayis, all the shiurim that are said in regards to achila are measured by kezayis, chutz mitumas ochlin. However, when it comes to tuma of ochlin, so then the halacha is going to be different. Sheshina hakosam mashmon, because the Torah changes the meaning by the shear of tumas ochlin, which we're going to explain in a moment. And therefore, since the Torah changes, mashinu chacham b'shiur, and the chacham understood that they should change the shiur. Now, of course, there we know that the shiur achila of Yom HaKippurim is a koseves. And the proof that when the Torah changes its language, we change the shear, is from Yom HaKippurim, that since the Torah changed, as we learned in yesterday's daf, that it says lo su'une, and we know that the Hagdara, when it comes to someone fasting on Yom HaKippurim, is meisva daita, and Chazal made an umdana that that's different than the shir sviya or the shir achila of kezayis. So too, over here, when it comes to tumas ochlin, then the shir changes as well. Just to, again, what we're referring to when we said yesterday's daf, and Ayin Tesama Beis, we pointed out that the shir of Yom HaKippurim is different because it's dependent on meisva daita, as we've said on the last line on Ayin Tes Amabes. We see that the Torah changes the Hagdara in terms of Ting on Yom HaKippurim, that there the Torah says V'chol ha'nefesh asher lo suna. It doesn't say, Rashi explains, asher sochal. And because of that reason, Chazal changed it to Koseves, and the Gemara on the bottom, Ayin Tesama Beis, said that that's because of the Hagdara of Meisvei Daita. Why do we choose Yom HaKippurim for a Raya, that any time the Torah changes its Lashon, then automatically its shear changes? We couldn't learn, explains the Gemara from Tomas Ochlin, Di'imei Hasam Hava Mina Orcha Dekrohu. Where the Torah changes the Lashon by Tumas Ochlin is Kol Asher B'Soicha Yitma Mikol Oichel Asher Yochel. So I might have thought Mikol Oichel Asher Yochel, that's the normal Derech. Therefore, we don't point to Yom HaKippurim, to Tumas Ochlin, but rather we point to Yom HaKippurim. There clearly, Lo Suneh is not the normal Lashon. You would have said Asher Tochal, and that's an indicator. When the Torah changes its Lashon, then it's an indicator that it's to change its Shiurim. We learn that Shir Tumas Ochlin is different. In what way is Shir Tumas Ochlin different? That its Shir is Kebetza, as opposed to a Kezayis. Tumas Ochlin Kebetza Minalan. How do we know that? As we made reference to above, Amar Be'evo, Amar Elazar, Amar Kroni, Kol Oichel Asher Yechol. Oichel Habo Machmas Oichel. The fact that Torah says Ha'oichel Asher Yechel, why doesn't it say Mikol Oichel? What's Ha'oichel Asher Yechel? It's an Ochel, Chazal understand that come from an Ochel. Ve'ezeh, Zeh Beitzas Tarnigoylus. That is an egg from a chicken. So that hence, we know there's Exeris HaKosov that the Shir Tumas Ochlin, which according to Rashi means the amount of food that is tame, which would be metame others, that is consistent with Rashi's position in Psachim on Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, that we're talking here about the Shir being metame others. According to other opinions, we're not talking about the Shir being metame others, but rather we're talking even in its own ability to be mekabel tuma. So Rashi over here is Lishitasai with what he writes in Psachim. This is an excellent point that is pointed out by the Ha'aros and the Masifta Gemara based on Rashi. When I say Rashi over here, I mean Rashi on the Pasuk in Vayikra Yud Aleph Lamed Dalid, which was already preceded by the Taisus Yishanim and Dibar Maschil Kol Hashiurim. Either way, we're talking about a unique shear of Tuma, asks the Gemara. Ve'ema, maybe we're not talking at all about Ha'ochal Sher Yochel in terms of a Beitza. Ve'ema Gedi. Maybe we're talking about the shear of the size. It would be a totally different thing. The size of a young goat that's born. Answers the Gemara, Mechusar Shechita. It's not called Ochel because you need to shecht it. Ve'ema ben pekua. Maybe it means a goat that was born already when the mother had already been slaughtered and the fetus was found inside. Answers the Gemara, Toyim Kriya. You still need to take out the dam in order for it to be mutar achila, hence it can't be referring to that. Ve'ema beitzas bar yuchni, maybe it's referring to the beitza of, some translate this as an ostrich, a large bird. Tafasta maruba lo tafasta. We don't assume the largest shear, answers the Gemara. Tafasta mu'at tafasta. We assume the smaller shear. Says the Gemara, but there is a egg that's actually even smaller than an egg of a tarnigolus. Ve'ema beyasa de tzifurusa. Maybe it's the egg of a bird, which is even smaller. The Gemara doesn't answer this question, and the Gemara now quotes, Rabbi Avo gives another approach of where we got the shear from. Rabbi Avo, didei omar, mikol oichel asher yechol, oichel she'ata oichel bebas achas. Oichel that you eat at once. V'shiru chachamim ein beis ablia machzik yoisem beis a tarnigolus. A very specific shear, and that is the size of the egg of a tarnigolus, which on the one hand is the amount, the maximum amount a person could eat, bebas achas, and he can't eat more than that. Hence, a very precise shear of beitzas tarnigolas. The Gemara now continues with the fascinating halacha. Amar b'lozar, o'eichel chelev bizman hazeh. If a person violated, chasu chalila, the isser of eating chelev, then tzarech sheyichtov lo shiur. Then he has to write down how much of the chelev he ate. Shema yavo bezden acher ve'yarbe b'shiurim. Lest another bezden come along. Rabbi Lazar says that you have to be concerned that another bezden is going to come along ve'yarbe b'shiurim and is going to change. Here yarbe will be to change the shiur of the iser. And it will turn out that you thought, the individual thought, that he had not eaten a kezayis, or vice versa, had thought that he had eaten a kezayis, and that he's chayiv or he's not chayiv a karbon, he needs to write down what that shear is. The Brisker Rav points out in his Perush, in his Kuntris on Yuma, that even though we're going to see, as we learned in Erevin and in our Gemara, we're going to see that shiurim are a halach l'moshe misinai, nevertheless, the shiur is a kezayis, or when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, it's a koseves. However, the what a koseves is, or what a kezayis is dependent on the opinion of the chachamim in those days. Analyzes the Gemara, as we pointed out, the word yarbe b'shiurim can be misunderstood. My yarbe b'shiurim, what are the words that Bezin will come along and be marbe b'shiurim? Inem ad mechayiv the carbon at kezayis katan. If we're going to say that the bezin is going to be mechayiv you a carbon on a small kezayis,
And at the time, it's a greater kezias. In other words, the amount of ounces, if you will, for a kezias would, in that time, was greater. And Bezdin is going to say that it's smaller. Va'atanya, asher lo se'asenu b'shogeg, va'ashem. That the pasuk says that the person who's going to be chayiv is someone who realizes that he did something wrong. Hashav mi yidiyaso, maybe karban shigaso. Lo shav mi yidiyaso, emarvin, maybe karban al shigigaso.
It's only someone when you inform him that he's done something wrong that he's chayiv a karban. Now, in this case, if you inform the fellow, waited because I is katan, he would say, okay, but it's not the shear. Later on, they're going to change the shear. Right now, he's not shav mi yidiyaso.
What does it mean, Yarbe Bishurim? That Bezdin Acher is going to come along and say that the Chiyuv is not on Achilas Kezayis Beinani, but is on Achiyuv Kezayis Gadol. And he's going to think that he's Chayiv in a carbon and he's really Potter.
The Gemara now goes back to its Havamina. Ulamai de Salak Adaita Meikar, the Mechayiv Karbin, a Kezayis Katan. My Yarbe Bishurim, and according to our original pshat that said that he's going to think that he's potter and Bezin's going to make the shear smaller, why did we use the expression Yarbe Bishurim? Sheme Yarbe Bikarbonos Machma Shurim. Lest he'll have to bring more karbonos due to Chazal's Hagdara of Shiurim.
Amar Rabbi Yoichanan, and the Gemara continues an important rule. We learned this in Erevin on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. We're going to get to it, Bezer Hashem, in another half a year or less in Maseches Sukkah. Shiurin va'onshin halach l'moshim Yisinai. Both shiurim, that the shiur achila, for example, is a kezayis in most cases. The onshim and the different halachos of punishments, both of those were transmitted from Moshe, from Har Sinai, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though they're not all written in the, even though they're not expressed in the written Torah.
Onshin michtiksiv, says Agmar, what do you mean? The punishments are written in the Torah. It tells you that someone who eats on Yom HaKippurim is chayiv kares. It says that in the Torah.
Elahachi kamer, shiurim shel onshin alach l'moshim yisina. The shiur for those onshim, for example, the shiur of achila on Yom HaKippurim, that's alach l'moshim yisina.
Tanya namihachi shiurim shel onshin alach l'moshim yisina.
Acherim omrim bezdino shel yavetz tiknu.
Rashi tells us that Yavetz is Osniel ben Kenazu, is a takana of the Navi Osniel ben Kenaz. Asks the Gemara, Vaksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, Ela mitzvahs, that it tells us these are the mitzvahs, and Chazal Darshan, in Shabbos and Megillah, She'ein Navi Rashoi Chodesh Dover Me'ata, that a Navi is not allowed to change that which it says in the Torah, Elo Shachum V'chazru V'yistum. But rather they were forgotten, and that's when Osniel ben Kenaz recovered them. But it's not that Osniel ben Kenaz was mechadesh, something that had already had a mesira, or was something that was written in the Torah that he changed. The Gemara now analyzes drinking, the prohibition of drinking on Yom HaKippurim, to the size of melo lugma of. The Mishnah told us that the yisur of drinking on Yom HaKippurim is a cheekful. Ashay simulay lugmav. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Loy milay lugmav mamish. It doesn't mean that the mouth is entirely full on both sides. Ela kol shilu yisalkenu l'tzad echad v'yura k'mo lugmav. If he was looking at the side of his face and the water was on one side, then that's a cheekful. Asks the Gemara, but the simple reading is melo lugmav is a mouthful. V'anan t'nam melo lugmav. Ema kimale lugmav. It'll appear as if the mouth is full. Asks the Gemara, Meisive, Kami Yishtevei Chayiv, Beishamim Revius, Beisalam Meloi Lugmav. We have Machlok Stim Beishamim, Beisal the Shir and Yom HaKippurim. Beishamim says Revius, Beisal says Meloi Lugmav, Yuda Mishum Reb Lazar, Kimole Lugmav. Reb Yuda Ben Meseira Amar Kidei Gemiya. Even a smaller amount, how much a person could swallow at once. So we have now a machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Beisila, whether melo lugmav or kimale lugmav. So what do we see? That Beisila is of the opinion that it has to be a full mouthful. Asks the Gemara on the question, mi adifa mi masnisin?
Do kimne kedei shiira? How could you say that Beis Hillel is better than our Mishnah itself? In other words, you have a mashmos of Beis Hillel, it's true. On the other hand, our Mishnah is Mefurish. That's kedei shiira. Hachinami kedei shiira. So too, then Beis Hillel is not saying malei lugmav mamish, but kedei shiira kemalei lugmav. Asks the Gemara, yachi ainu Rabbi Elezer. Gemara asks a logical follow-up question. So then what comes out is that Rabbi Yehuda Bishum, Rabbi Eliezer, is not being cholek on Beis Hillel. Yet, it's quite clear from this brisa that there are two different opinions. Answers the Gemara, Ike beinayu malo lugmav dochuk. The difference between them is, according to Beis Hillel, it needs to be a full cheekful. Not that it's a little bit expanded, the cheek, when the water is put inside, but it needs to be full. That is the Shita Beis Hillel. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehuda quoting him from Rabbi Eliezer, holds Malo Lugmav Dachuk, even if it's not entirely Male, you'll also be Chayiv. Beis Hillel holds you have to entirely be Chayiv. In other words, it has to be entirely expanded in order to be Chayiv. Bezer Hashem, we're going to stop our daf over here. I have to go to Yeshiva and learn with the Talmidim HaYikarim as I continued the daf back in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Bezer Hashem, I will pick up with you, my dear Chaverim, I think back in the old city, Bezer Hashem. We will have traveled together quite a bit through this daf. Bezer Hashem, we will pick up a little bit later. For now, we will post daf pei amud aleph.